This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A dangerous heat wave is moving into Colorado today and could stay through this coming weekend and into early next week. Weather Service meteorologists in Boulder expect the high-pressure heat dome to peak on Friday, but daytime highs could stay above 100 around Denver, Grand Junction, and Pueblo through the weekend. Preschools that operate outside in Colorado's forests, grasslands, and mountains are on the road to getting licensed. Currently, those schools operate with an exemption. Child advocates hope the new state law means that lower-income families could tap into Colorado's universal pre-K program and get up to 30 free hours at outdoor preschools. Jennifer Connerup is with the Colorado Collective for Nature-Based Early Learning.
A part of the industry that's very traditionally been upper or high middle class would be accessible to many more types of family.
Dozens of schools, as well as governmental entities and nonprofits, will get new funding to fight the youth vaping crisis. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser announced the distribution of more than $17 million to 42 groups. The money comes from a nearly $32 million legal settlement with e-cigarette manufacturer Juul. In 2020, the state sued Juul over its marketing practices, finding it advertised directly to young people and misrepresented its products' health risks. The money will go to programs focused on education, prevention, and treatment of youth vaping. They may include mental and behavioral health services. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Again, it's hot and getting hotter across Colorado. In Denver, 91 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 89. It's well into the 90s on Thursday and close to 100 degrees along the Front Range by Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.